Good afternoon. A showery, raw, and cool day across most of interior New York and New England, with an upper-level disturbance spinning overhead and moving very slowly. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. The best chance of any sunshine will be in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England this afternoon, where temperatures should pass the 50-degree mark, but not get much higher than the lower and middle 50s. Elsewhere, we'll be socked in with clouds and occasional showers, if not a steadier rain, and temperatures will be held back into the 40s, even some 30s for highs across the highest terrain, where we've already had some wet snow mixing in from time to time. So an unsettled day today, a breeze out of the west-northwest occasionally could gust over 15 to 20 miles an hour to only add to the chill in the air due to the dampness. The showers will persist off and on into the night tonight, again mixing with some wet snowflakes, especially across the higher terrain as low temperatures drop back into the 30s. This system will remain overhead tomorrow, although I think showers will be less frequent, still a lot of clouds around, and temperatures managing to average out in the lower 50s. After this system lifts out on Monday night, a ridge of high pressure will begin to build in and dominate the weather picture starting on Tuesday. As a result, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and dry weather, with highs pushing into the upper 60s. With that high pressure center overhead on Wednesday, we'll continue to enjoy warm weather in the upper 70s to around 80, although some clouds will mix with the sunshine as disturbances rotate around a trough digging into the Ohio Valley and pass through from time to time. Still, a summer-like feel to the air as we head through the middle of the week. As that trough draws a little bit closer on Thursday, we'll increase the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still, though, high temperatures will be close to the 80-degree mark. With that trough passing through on Friday, we'll still run the risk at a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Then drier weather will move in behind this trough on Saturday, mostly sunny skies and highs back into the mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong winds, low humidity, and dry ground conditions are increasing the threat of wildfires in parts of the upper Midwest, Rockies, central and southern plains, and desert southwest today. Red flag warnings are in effect in these regions. Meanwhile, an expansive upper-level system shifting slowly eastward through the west will bring mainly light to moderate rain and mountain snow in the highest elevations to much of the northwest and northern Rockies. A gradual cooling trend will continue through the weekend underneath the upper low, while daytime high temperatures ahead of it could be 10 to 20 degrees above normal across parts of the plains. A return to moisture ahead of the western system will increase the chance for showers and thunderstorms across the southern Rockies and adjacent high plains into the beginning of the week. The Storm Prediction Center is highlighting an increasing risk for severe thunderstorms Sunday into Tuesday along and east of a dry line during the afternoon and evening hours. Strong wind gusts and hail will be the primary risk, with the chance of tornadoes going up into the middle of the week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s, Boston cloudy with showers, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening 7:53 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with showers today, wet snow across the higher terrain with highs in the mid-40s. More rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy and cool with showers today, mixed with wet snow across the higher terrain and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and cool with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, remaining mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds with upper 70s on Wednesday. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, near 80. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Friday, lower to mid 70s. And mostly sunny skies on Saturday with highs in the mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.